USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Ex-FBI Chief James Comey back in front of GOP lawmakers shortly on Capitol Hill as Republican leaders have requested this closed-door testimony. That after already questioning Comey about a decision not to prosecute Hillary Clinton for her emails earlier this month, after facing the two House committees that time, Comey said he was frustrated to be talking about the email situation again. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says there are plenty of unanswered questions.
You can just go to last week where he said he got away with not following the rules when they interviewed Mike Flynn, got away with not actually allowing Mike Flynn to have, I think, his constitutional rights when the FBI interviewed him. And there's a host of other things that he did that just weren't consistent with how you're supposed to do things.
A Utah couple facing charges for allegedly repeatedly waterboarding their 9-year-old daughter. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes 6 different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says President Trump will not be getting money for his border wall when Congress approves a budget. Schumer arguing on NBC's Meet the Press that Trump should not be using, quote, innocent workers as hostage when threatening to shut down the government if he doesn't get funding for his wall. President Trump's current lawyer weighs in on his former lawyer. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani reacting to Michael Cohen, who's been sentenced to 3 years in prison. And here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Giuliani, a guest on ABC's This Week program.
Unless you're God, this man, you will never know what the truth is. He lies to fit the situation he's in.
Cohen sentenced to 3 years in federal prison and admits he lied to Congress.
He's the guy you depend on to determine whether or not you should do it this way or that way. Whether you're Donald Trump or you're me or you.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Starting today, Tumblr is banning all adult content. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Two branches of the biggest order of Catholic priests are expected to release names of priests accused of sexually abusing minors before today is over. The Midwest and Maryland branches of the Jesuits to release their lists of abusive priests dating back more than 60 years. One of those priests expected to be Donald J. O'Shaughnessy, accused of repeatedly assaulting a boy at a private Catholic school in suburban Chicago for years. Sears is paying more than $25 million in bonuses to its top executives and high-ranking employees just months after filing for bankruptcy or for bankruptcy. A federal bankruptcy court approved the company's request to pay the $25.3 million in bonuses. Sears says it will give high-level employees a financial incentive to stay with the retailer as it works to rebuild itself. And it comes as Sears is reporting losses of nearly $2 billion. Through the first 9 months of this year, Sears having filed for bankruptcy protection back in October. And country music legend Charlie Daniels Charity is donating $50,000 to help military veterans fighting cancer. The Journey Home Project donating the money to Nashville's Vanderbilt Ingram Cancer Center. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.